Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast the Monday morning edition live and in living color from my flagship stations here in Tampa, Florida, from the Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean, around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite as we stream online. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women who are listening to us right now, along with the EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's helping out in the coronavirus effort right now, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, all the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for helping us out in the great United States of America. And let's not forget about the roughnecks out there either that are working all the oil rigs around the country and around the world, too. You guys rock, and we know that you're getting it done. By the way, oil finished up this past week. We'll get into that this hour. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And don't forget to click on the like button for liking the page while you're there. And then, oh, by the way, there's one other little thing you can do, and that's get in the chat room and converse with us, just like Kyle and I are doing right now. And good morning again, Kyle Warren.
Good morning, Captain.
Time for number two, the Pledge of Allegiance. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, from Blue Lives Matter, the Colorado governor signed a bill ending the qualified immunity for police.
Wow. Well, again, you know, it seems, Captain, we don't have any real perspective on what is going on in this country. And so, you know, the qualified immunity is there. It's there for a reason. It was there to prevent frivolous lawsuits against police officers who have a very tough job. And we could talk for hours on all those things that the police officers do
and
they face every day.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And I think what's getting away from everybody here, at least in terms of like this governor, for example, is that, you know, we have a system that says, if you commit a crime, we will prosecute you. And so this is what they're trying to figure out. This is why the officers were arrested in the George Floyd case. The officers were arrested and charged in the Rayshard Brooks case. And we're supposed to have a system that ferrets out the truth, and we go to trial, and we figure it out. But unfortunately, you have these politicians, mostly these Democrats especially, they're in a total rush to judgment, and they end up ginning up the flames of hatred among people. It's just not right. It's not the way we're supposed to go about things in a judicious manner in this country.
Are you familiar with Berkeley, California, and all the communities around there?
I'm familiar with Berkeley. I don't really frequent.
Somewhere in that area around Berkeley, a small city mayor in that area, has called for the word chief to be dropped from the job title for the police department because it's offensive to many. Chief. Now, he's got to be talking about the Indians, right?
I guess so, yeah.
But guess what he wants to call the new term would be for the police chief?
What would that be?
Police manager.
The police manager. Well, that sounds...
But he must think that these guys are in a Walmart.
I guess so. It sounds fairly...
We have a fire chief. So does that mean the fire chief is going to be changed to fire manager? I don't think so. I somehow don't think so.
No, because the connotation of the word chief isn't somehow offensive because I don't conjure up images of an Indian chief per se, but the idea of somebody who's in charge, and who is the leader. But again, these are all these kinds of things that go on. It's like, well, we found this word and I can maybe make some hay and get my name in the papers by doing such a thing. I would really question if they're actually trying to make sure people aren't offended.
And in California, in another unnamed city, a now retired cop, was officially fired from his job due to a 26-year-old justified shooting that happened between a white cop and a black suspect 26 years ago. They fired him, and now they're going to try to take his benefits away from him. Good freaking luck.
Good freaking luck. And because, you know, Captain, I mentioned quite frequently.
And this is California again, Kyle. You got a problem out there.
No kidding. Well, again, you know, if you go back, in fact, anybody out there, if you want to go find the movie 1984, there's the book of
George Orwell.
But it's quite interesting. It's the idea of going back and changing the past in terms of what is known of the past, making people what they call an unperson, because suddenly they've decided that because something has changed in the present, I'm sort of oversimplifying here, but the idea is that you go back and say, okay, well, that leader, okay, he's bad now, so we're going to erase him, or that person, okay, he's bad now, so we're going to erase him. But, again, it's just not right.
And wait till you hear this. President Trump took a lot of flack for saying that there have been no suspects arrested in 68% of the murders that happened in Baltimore. And the media jumped in there, oh, that's not true. He doesn't have any idea what he's talking about. And guess what? The Baltimore police chimed in and said it's absolutely, positively true.
Right. But again, we're being conditioned now, Captain, not even to believe what the police department says, because, you know, this is all questionable now. And that's really what this small group of people.
Minority.
Yeah, that's right. And it goes across color barriers and all that.
Yep. The minorities are out in the street. The Black Lives Matter and the Antifas are out there trying to control the narrative in America. America, wake the hell up. Take your country back. Take it back. And to the people that are listening to me right now that are sitting up there in Minneapolis and our affiliate, sitting up there in Seattle and our affiliate, sitting up there in Atlanta and our affiliate, take your country back. Take your streets back. It's time.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeed you are. And this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're suffering with any type of pain and you just can't seem to get rid of it and you want to try something that's all natural that will help you, I've been taking it for 4 years, folks, and let me tell you something. I wouldn't be telling you about it if it wasn't working. And I have arthritis, amongst other things. And back pain is also part of the issue, and my ankle replacement surgery is also part of the issue because, as most of you know, I went through about 2.5 to 3 months of a sticky situation with my left leg swelling up greatly from the knee to the ankle, and everything had to be kind of done all over again to get the situation under control, which it did. It did. Now, let me suggest to you that you try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. It's only $19.95. It's all natural, and you will know by the end of the third week whether or not it's going to work for you. And if it does, then it's pretty simple. You just stay on it, and away you go. So, the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. After all, what have you got to lose but pain, right? relieffactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Attorney General Barr said that he's going to turn his attention to social media because they are now starting to censor views, and that is problematic, and it might make them eligible for regulation because they're trying to regulate people as some would do under a television or radio or something like that, and that means they would fall under regulations because they're no longer just allowing people to opinionate.
Well, right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. In other words, they're a platform, or they're supposed to be a platform at this point, but because they act more like what he talks about as being a publisher, then the liability protection that they currently enjoy right now could be in jeopardy. And so he talks about some pretty reasonable things to do. Number one, you would take down material that's unlawful, okay? And you can take down the stuff he says that does not accord with your, meaning the platform's, terms of service. He says, but he goes on to say, quote, but you have to make your terms of service clear.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a reasonably based reason for taking things down, basically.
Right.
And so where a lot of people would come onto these platforms feeling like, oh, good, I get to express my opinion, I get to mix it up in a marketplace of ideas, and, you know, not trying to do anything unlawful or calling for something that would be unlawful, because that's not good to do, and it's that's why it's illegal. But people go in there with a certain expectation and then find out, oh, no, wait a minute, nope,
mm-hmm.
we don't agree with you, so we're going to take your post.
Mm-hmm. Now, Attorney General Barr also said that he believes the Durham probe, the John Durham probe, may have developments by the end of the summer. Those are his words, not mine. I'm not throwing anything in there, but I'll say it again. Attorney General Barr says he believes the U.S. Attorney John Durham's probe may have developments by the end of the summer.
Well, right, and to that I say stay tuned, and would echo my earlier...
Don't touch that dial.
That's right, and I'd echo my earlier comments to say, you know, we have a system in this country by
mm-hmm.
which we do investigations, and
yep.
we find things out, and you got to let it play out.
Now, many Dreamers and Trump supporters are defending the White House's bid to end DACA, as the president is probably going to try about it, try it, you know what I mean?
Well, that's right. And see, the thing is, what the president was doing, and this is where it's all gotten lost. And I'll just briefly recap. The Obama administration, you know, President Obama did this with the stroke of a pen. He couldn't, out of the bounds really of legislating something. It's really in the purview of Congress. So the president tried to give Congress the ability to do this. Otherwise, it would come to an end. Now, they didn't file the papers correctly or some such thing, and so they can go back and they can restart that process. But it doesn't get the Democrats in Congress off the hook for not wanting to work to codify DACA, which the president himself wants ultimately. So this could be a win, but the Democrats, they don't want to budge on that because it's an election year and they're all about getting Trump.
Now, I've got a solution. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Our unemployment level was down to what, 3-point-some-odd percent?
That's right, yeah.
We had full employment, right, before all this happened?
Right, right.
Okay. We don't let any more HB1B or whatever they are, H1B visa people in. We don't let anybody else into this country until we put our people back to work. America first.
Well, you know, these are emergency times. The coronavirus pandemic, the shutdown, all these things are unprecedented in a great way. But the closest you could come to it to talk about it would be a wartime kind of a problem. So you could explore that, and you could put a sunset clause on it to say within a certain period of time, that's when these visas would then be accepted again, so that it's not capricious in that sort of sense. Or could be perceived as such, I should say, and you might be able to, again, it's about getting Americans back to work, you're right.
Now, what would you say if I told you about CNN building walls around their Atlanta Center for protection against the protesters?
I heard about this, and the first question is, we got to get Jim Acosta's opinion on this. What's his position on the CNN border wall? That's what we need to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, see, here's the thing. Now, obviously, because we saw what happened to CNN Atlanta headquarters, it shouldn't have happened in those protests and riots. There's no doubt about it. They shouldn't, people shouldn't try to burn buildings down or do things like that. We're all clear on that. But the ironic, funny, quote-unquote, factor in this is, hey, CNN, you know, walls don't work, you know, that kind of thing. But, of course, they do work, and that's because if there's a problem, a security issue like this, they're taking appropriate measures.
Now, Kyle, you live out there in La La Land, and there's a lot of discussion about the Hollywood elitists and the money they give to nefarious sources and George Soros being intertwined out there, correct?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, yeah.
Now, is it fair to assume that George Soros and his money and the Hollywood elitists who keep piping up every now and then with some really ridiculous things are behind the protests sweeping the USA? We know that they've given money to one of George Soros' big groups, and then they've turned around and given a lot of it to all the different little divisions within the Black Lives Matter.
Well, right, because it becomes a political sort of party, basically, a de facto party with a political agenda, which goes beyond a general national agenda that most people, you know, would want. That is equality and these kinds of things we've been talking about. But the money from George Soros a lot of times is used to agitate and do these kinds of things because he wants to change the system from what we can tell.
Now, Republicans are hoping to flip back the two Trump-friendly districts in New York State that they lost the last time around. AOC has already spent $6.3 million on her reelection campaign, and she can't really say what she did.
Right, well, it tells me, too, that, you know, that she's probably a little bit more than...
She's got competition.
That's right, because... congressional representatives like AOC, like Tlaib and others, Ilhan Omar, they seem to have been elected to Congress to just simply have a national platform, to, you know, talk about their ideas, their crazy ideas. But it was much less focused on, it would seem to me, mm-hmm. to go and be a member of Congress and
now,
things that members of Congress do.
Now, I'm hearing something out there in California. Remember those seven congressional districts 2 years ago that we went to bed and the Republicans were leading in all seven?
That's right.
And they wound up winning, what, one?
Yep.
Because of the voter harvesting?
Yep.
Well, they're back to leading in seven. Five of the seven, they're ahead by double digits, and the other two, they're ahead by single digits. I think the Republicans are on the lookout now for what may or may not be attempted, but I'm telling you, you people out there in California, starting with you, Kyle, since it's your state, you need to get on top of this to begin with and start watching the polls and watching what they do with the ballots, because once that chain of custody is broken and that box, no matter how many ballots are in it, is not sealed, they don't count.
Well, exactly right. And, you know, everybody who's eligible to vote should be able to vote. There's no doubt about that.
Sure.
But what happens is that a lot of times I think you have the Democrat mm-hmm. party elite and so forth.
Yep.
They hide behind those kinds of things,
yep.
believing that they're going to be able to manipulate it.
And finally, get ready for the fundamental transformation of America as it continues. It's not just the Museum of Natural History, but statues of Ulysses S. Grant, Francis Scott Key, and others in nationwide attacks are being either attempted to be taken down or they're going to be taken down while the people just stand back and watch. We've got to stop that. Somebody's got to get out there and say, hey, enough is enough is enough. Cut the nonsense.
Well, but that's because what we're going through, as I mentioned before, is like the Cultural Revolution, basically.
Don't care. Don't care. Tearing down a statue is illegal unless somebody agrees to take it down.
Well,
not with a rope and not with a bunch of people yanking on it.
Well, exactly right. But it's sort of this mob mentality that goes on, and it's not helpful. And if we erase history, we'll never learn from it.
You bet. And folks, tell everybody how you can hear the show there, Kyle, your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We'll be right back on our first military and veterans news segment.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
According to public health experts, the U.S. may not be experiencing a second wave of coronavirus cases because the first wave isn't over yet. But White House advisor Peter Navarro tells CNN's State of the Union they're on top of it.
We are filling the stockpile in anticipation of a possible problem in the fall. We're doing everything we can beneath the surface, working as hard as we possibly can.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is calling for investigations into the firing of the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York.
I'm asking the Senate Judiciary Committee to open an investigation and use its subpoena power. I'm asking the Justice Department Office of Professional Responsibility to investigate wrongdoing within the Justice Department. I am asking the Inspector General in the Justice Department as well.
Democrats accuse Attorney General William Barr of doing President Trump's bidding and not the country's. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And it is time for our first Monday morning look at the military and veterans news that's out there. And we thank everybody for chiming in and opining in, and some people that gave us some opinions about the latest suicide suggestions for the veterans out there. And I passed all that information along to the right sources. But here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Mass., which is outside Boston, and the other one right here in my backyard in Clearwater, Florida. And you can check them out online to find out more about them by going to naa.edu, that website again, naa.edu. And while you're there, consider taking the tour of one of their facilities, whichever one's closest to you. You can call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Schedule a tour. Tell them the captain sent you, and you will get the white gloves treatment. I guarantee it. Well, we've got a little bit more information about the Air Force's Inspector General, who is investigating the Air National Guard's use of the RC-26 reconnaissance planes used to monitor recent protests in Washington, D.C. First of all, the police needed to see from above where the crowds were assembling, because they weren't just marching up the street from, a park or something like that. Some of them were being bussed in when they had the demonstrations. And they were being brought into certain parts of the city, dropped off, and then whatever. So the reconnaissance aircraft was up there trying to locate, identify some of these vehicles to find out who might have been involved in this. Now, they got, make no mistake about it, a bunch of intel by doing this. So we're starting to get some smidgens about that, but we won't hear anything for a while yet, I'm sure. Now, a steady flow of rocket attacks all week long last week on facilities housing U.S. troops in Iraq, including Camp Taji in Baghdad, are definitely the attempts of Iranian-backed groups to pressure the U.S. to pulling out of Iraq sooner rather than later. Well, first of all, I don't think we're going to pull out of Iraq anytime soon. And I think what's going to happen, and this is just my opinion, is that the troops will be there, a certain amount of them, 5,000, 3,000, whatever it is, for a long time. That's my opinion. And we'll see whether or not that's true. Now, you're not hearing a lot about Russian aircraft that are flying sorties in Libyan airspace. Now, this is coming from the U.S. Africa Command, saying that there have been numerous occasions where Russian aircraft have flown in Libyan airspace, backing the Russian state-sponsored private military contractors there, and actually bombing and strafing some of the targets of the U.S.-sponsored troops that are there. Now, we've got enough confrontations in the world, but this is another one that's going to flare up soon. Soon. Make no mistake about it. Because we are not going to sit back and allow our advisors, who there are some on the ground there, get shot at by the Russians flying overhead. Watch and see. Now, we also know that the head of the U.S. forces in Europe has said he has not received any order or directive yet to begin drawing down airmen from bases in Germany, despite the Trump administration's stated intention to bring service members home by September. Now, we may not bring service members home. We may, in fact, send some to Poland. Because the Polish president, Mr. Duda, was here and requested more troops and equipment come to Poland, and they are paying for us to be there. Yes, you heard me right. They are paying for us to be there. And they're very good allies. Germany owes us money, which they haven't paid, nor have any intention of paying, which is another reason why we're going to pull some of our troops out of there. So we'll see how that plays out. Now, if you've noticed or been hearing about the Air Force B-52H Stratofortresses flying around in different parts of the world, we recently had some go to Europe. We recently had some go to Japan. We've usually got them flying around somewhere in the South China Sea or close to Korea, just to remind them that we're there. And you never know where they're going to pop up. And it's quite a thing to see when the B-52s come sailing over, even if all you see is the vapor trail. Because you know they're up there and what they're capable of doing. So, two Air Force B-52H Stratofortress bombers and several Navy EA-18G Growlers practice long-range escort and aircraft interception with the Japanese Air Self-Defense Force over the Sea of Japan. And that must have been something to see. I know the Air Force guys are feeling really happy about that, I'm sure. By the way, all unclassified Pentagon reports ordered by Congress might be made public under an amendment by Congresswoman Jackie Speier, who has that legislation proposed attached to the annual defense policy bill. The deal is going to be pass the bill. We get to find out some of the stuff that's in there that's unclassified that you're not telling us. Don't know, so that's such a great idea. Matter of fact, I don't think it is a great idea. Now, the company linked to the toxic forever chemicals has lost its defense contract. We're talking about a company by the name of Tradebee Environmental Services, the parent company of Norlite, whose incinerator burned 2 million pounds of forever chemicals in one town, putting all of those fumes, that smoke, up into the atmosphere. Wow. Isn't that something? Unbelievable. And by the way, two U.S. senators have introduced legislation that would let TRICARE waive prescription drug co-payments for the duration of the COVID-19 pandemic or any other national emergency, because vets have been getting charged. Now, there is a way to get around that if you want to do it with my friend Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone, who is an insurance agent, and he can tell you how to do that. He works with veterans and helps them get rid of the what we call the donut hole, as well as civilians. And he'll be in the fourth hour, and I'm sure he's going to tell you about that. I'm sure he's going to tell you about that. All right, now, I do want to mention something about the situation that you'll be hearing about here in a few minutes with Denise Simon. The TikTok and the K-pop fans who are saying that they sabotaged the rally by intentionally overbooking tickets. Well, it wasn't quite that simple. If it wasn't, everybody would be doing it. But they certainly did go out there to try to take up the tickets so people would think there weren't any because there were so many people, and that's just not true. They'll give tickets to infinity. If they had 2 million people on the list, they would have kept on going for 3 million people because that's how they harvest the names of people, and they'll start emailing you. Because one of the things they do is they ask you for your email address when you do that. But my contention is charge them $10 a ticket starting the next rally. Let's see if they're going to pay that. $10 a ticket, everybody. The only exceptions would be disabled veterans and disabled first responders. That'd be the way I would do it. All right, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, listening to us up there in Carrollton, Georgia, on our affiliate there, AM 1330 WLBB. And that's just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia there. I did that with that emphasis because I ran into a Fort Benning soldier over the weekend, and he told me I need to be a little bit more forceful. I said, okay, I will. So there you go. Now, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by our good friends at the Pilot and Flying J truck stop closest to you. Pull on in there right now. Grab yourself a free cup of coffee and tell them you've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. They're going to love it. And here we go. Let's get going.
It was 1989, my thoughts were short, my hair was long, caught somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan. We didn't have no internet, but man, I never will forget.
home Alabama all summer long.
Yeah, that's a little Kid Rock all summer long up there in northern Michigan. He's up there on the lakes riding around in that big old boat. That's quite a little video when he put out there a few years back. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the pilot and flying J closest to you. Let's get started. We've got strong to severe thunderstorms possible Monday from a portion of the southern plains into the lower to middle Mississippi Valley regions. Now, right now, damaging winds, large hail are the main threats, and we have got a severe thunderstorm watch, warning, flood watch, and warning for the southern central part of Oklahoma right now, I-35 north-south on up to just south of Oklahoma City, and over in the southwestern corner of Arkansas right now, as well as the northern part of Texas, looks like around Wichita Falls in that area, we've got a severe thunderstorm watch and flash flood watch going on there. And then over into the northeastern corner of Texas, going up 287, and there's a severe thunderstorm watch warning and a flood watch in effect there right now. There also could be some rain in the central part of Kansas going on. We've got some watches and warnings in Iowa, around Des Moines, and then over east towards the Quad Cities. And we also have another one which has been posted for the northeastern corner of Missouri right now, up along, looks like up along well, it's a little bit further north than I-70, but it's up there just almost to Iowa, central part of the state. But anyway, let's go out west, because out west, dangerous heat, and I mean dangerous heat, is forecast over much of the central and northern California region into southwest Oregon through much of the week this week, where heat advisories and excessive heat watches have been issued, and many people who are having breathing difficulties and problems with that will not be able to go outside. They'll be advised not to go outside because of the extreme heat, which will be upwards to 105, 110 degrees in many areas from the inland area east of Los Angeles all the way up to Medford, Oregon. Now, that's a large stretch of California, right up through the Proteus Valleys and up past Sacramento, Bakersfield, Fresno, Modesto, all of that. Wow, going to be really, really hot. Now, you do have some poor air conditions right now in the western part of New Mexico. Some of that's coming from the fires that they've had over in Arizona. Plus, they've had a fire also in New Mexico, a wildfire, which is causing some of that smoke to just hang in that area and be rather stagnant and lower the air quality. Then in the southwestern corner of Colorado tonight, you've got a fire threat advisory there. We do have some fog tonight up the eastern seaboard. There's a little bit of it in the northern part of North Carolina along the water. And then going towards Norfolk, Virginia, it looks like we may have a little scattered fog in that area. And then the fog picks up again in Maine from the New Hampshire-Maine line on I-95 all the way to Nova Scotia. You'll have fog all the way there. So if you're headed up that way to go up into, I don't know, Presque Isle or Caribou to pick up your load of French fries, you're going to have some fog to drive into. So just be advised and be careful. Other than that, things aren't looking too bad at all around the country except for those storms. And again, beware, Oklahoma, Texas, up towards the Oklahoma Panhandle, and the southwestern corner of Arkansas right now. Be careful when you see the lightning and all that in the distance. That's going to give you an idea that you're getting really close to some bad weather coming your way. And then most of it is damaging winds, large hail, and heavy rain with the threat of flooding. So be advised and be prepared for all of that. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by your pilot or Flying J. Remember, they're not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And when you pull on in there, make sure you go on in there and you tell them you've been listening to Captain's America Third Watch. In some cases, you might actually hear the show on, as many of our people have gone in there and actually heard the program being played while they're in there. But you'll get yourself a nice, free, hot cup of coffee. So take that to the bank. All right, and joining us right now on a Monday morning, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
We had one whale of a weekend around here because I was on the radio this week 7 days a week for a minimum of an hour and a half or two, so I was on every day. And Saturday night we did a broadcast here out on the network of stations here, Salem Media Group, and we talked about the speech, and we talked about the crowd and a lot of different things. So, first of all, what did you think about what you saw?
About what I saw?
Yeah, what you saw, not heard, saw, when you looked around the stands.
I was disappointed that not every seat was taken, and that the crowd outside, I heard a lot of different reasons why it wasn't as big and that they canceled the broadcast outside.
Mm-hmm. Now, I got a bunch of emails all over the weekend, and for some reason I got a bunch of them because of the broadcast Saturday night, and that's good. Love it. Keep them coming. I couldn't get to all of them, but the ones I got to, and I never got so many emails in my life, so I got a record number of emails. Came from three different sources, the network, the stations, and my email for the radio show. But the thing of it is I heard from a lot of seniors that said, well, you know, Captain, the mainstream media told us it was going to be this, it was going to be that, and, you know, we didn't go because, and they were taking the time to tell me because I asked them on the air, on the radio, I said, why, if you didn't go, please tell me why you didn't. And son of a gun, by yesterday afternoon, there they were. The emails came in. And that's what they told me. That's what they told me.
With what?
The seniors, that they didn't go because of all of the hype from the mainstream media and the Oklahoma wanting to sue and people were going to be sick. It was too close proximity, and they didn't want to take that chance. I heard it from the seniors.
Well, I mean, all of that was going on the entire week.
Yep.
Leading up to the rally.
Yep. Now we enter into this TikTok thing where AI says, well, that's all our kids that got out there and did that. Well, not quite so fast.
Why not?
Because that wasn't the only reason. I mean, I heard one guy sent me an email. He says, I'm an Oklahoma Democrat, and I got 800 tickets. Like that. That's the email I got. So what? And he didn't do it with TikTok. He just went to the website and got a bunch of tickets, which he didn't use.
What she's saying is that, and it's interesting that AOC would put this out, because that means that other Democrat operatives knew about it.
But yep.
They went to Zoom, and they told these kids on Zoom and recruited them
yep.
to do fake tickets.
Okay, hold that thought. All right, folks, and again, doggone it, Denise just dropped off. Okay, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, and she'll call me right back. All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after the top of the hour news.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.